Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious Father, we come with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day, Father, that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And as we confess every sin of omission and commission. We ask that you would forgive us right now, Father, for the error of our ways. And we embrace the newness of a brand new day. Thank you for it. Thank you. It is a gift from you. Help us not to squander it. Help us to be good stewards of the time. And help us to lift you up and promote your name in everything we say and in everything we do. Thank you, Father. We thank you, we magnify you, and we praise you. Now, Father, we ask that you would have your way in our services this morning. You're the potter, we're the clay, that you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified. And we say thank you, God, that your word never returns into your void, but always accomplishes absolutely everything that you send it forth to do. Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, giving God all the praise and giving God all the glory and all the honor. This is the Lord's Day, a day that he has made. And truly, we are rejoicing and truly, we are glad. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's talk some real love. Amen. Real love. Part 8. Today is day number 8 on our real love conversation, and we realize that the more we talk about love, the deeper love goes. Amen. Hallelujah. The deeper, amen, love goes. And we thank God for that. God's love runs deep. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. Amen. Brother Paul is still talking to us. Amen. Verse number 4 says this. Charity. And wherever you see the word charity, you can replace that with agape love. Charity suffers long. Or you could say agape love suffers long. It is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Yesterday, amen, glory be to God, we spoke to you what and explained to you what the Bible means when the Bible says a person vaunts itself, what it means to vaunt yourself. Amen, glory be to God. Today we want to move forward, amen, hallelujah. Love suffers long, amen. So we spoke about that a little bit, amen, hopefully enough to get your appetite hungry, amen, for you to continue in researching on your own, amen. We found out what it means to be kind, amen, what it means not to envy, glory be to God. Yesterday we spoke about vaunting ourselves, but Paul goes on here to say, a love is not puffed up. Lord help us, Jesus, glory be to God. Love is not puffed up, glory be to God. If you find yourself puffy, beloved, then that means that there's a deficiency in your love walk. When we look at this word here, beloved, in the Greek, amen, phusio, is the Greek word. Okay, if you ever want to find like the real meaning, if you really, really want to go deep into the Bible and find out exactly what these words mean, okay? Because a lot of times we want to, you know, quickly translate it to the English translation, but sometimes that's lacking. It's lacking the full depth, the full meaning, the full weight of what the Greek word indicated when this was written. Here, Brother Paul is telling us if we have a sincere love walk, if we want to grade our love walk, if we want to judge our love walk, why? Because we are the ones that should be judging it. We're the ones should be giving stewardship and accountability, amen, to our own lives. No one else has accountability for our lives. It is not puffed up. So when we break that down in the Greek, he is saying here, it means, amen, that word puffed up means to be proud, to be swollen, to be inflated. You know how you blow into a balloon and you just blow it up and blow it up and blow it up until sometimes it does pop. Sometimes the balloon does pop. Now you got to get started all over again with another balloon. Why? Because you inflated it just a little bit too much. And guess what? That type of self-love, amen, does pop eventually. This word here that Brother Paul is using, beloved, it vividly paints the picture of a person who is filled with pride. And we know the Lord has a lot to say about pride. The Lord hates pride. Now, let me tell you something. It's one thing for you to hate something. It's something else for me to hate something. But whenever the Bible tells us that God hates something, I think we need to be paying attention. I think we need to pay attention that this here ain't going to go. He despises pride. And you can read about it in the book of Proverbs chapter number 6. And we may come back to that before our discussion on love is over this month or whenever, this month, next month, whenever the Lord says so. Paul warns that agape is never prideful. This means, beloved, that agape love is never deceived into thinking too highly of itself. You're thinking high, but you're thinking too high. You got confidence, but you overconfident. True agape love does not arrogantly claim that it is better than others. I'm better than you. I'm better than you. For whatever reason, we begin to think that we're better than them. Maybe because the person has a broken vocabulary. Not real educated. Huh? Whatever. Not a lot of money. Health issues. Living in a challenging neighborhood. Grew up without parents. Whatever. God don't like it. Yeah, I don't care how pretty you are. It's ugly before God. God don't like it. We were all, every person in the universe, amen, was made in the image of God. The ones you like and the ones you don't like. The ones you think so pretty and so fine and the ones you think are so ugly. God made everybody. Lottie-dottie, everybody was made in God's image. And for you to walk around thinking that you are better than others, beloved, it is, you are not walking in love. You walking, but you're not walking in love. And you're definitely not walking in God's type of love. Glory be to God. And to make this word here, beloved, even more significant, it's a fact that this word in the Greek also carries the notion of a person who has an air of superiority and haughtiness, real haughty. See, y'all know some people like that? Sure you do. See? The person who is snooty. They're real snooty in their dealings with other people. That's not a agape love. Paul uses this same word here, beloved, in 1 Corinthians 4 and 6. Write this scripture down. Study this today. 1 Corinthians 4 and 6 says this. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written. That none of you may be puffed up. Underline that word. Don't be afraid to underline it in your Bible. That none may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. Woo! Woo! My God, that makes you take your breath right there. Glory be to God. Say, no, you know better than your brother. I know you think you are. You know better than your neighbor. I know you think you are. But he said, no, don't be puffed up. This is what Paul, amen, was communicating here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He also, and the reason here, before we move on, I want to show you where Paul uses this same word two other times. But in this particular one, the one that I just shared with you in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6, what was happening here, see, because that's why it's good to know the history behind what Brother Paul is saying, well, behind what the Bible is saying. See, for example, some people read in the Bible where a woman is not supposed to speak in the church. But unless you do the research, go into the history of what was going on back then, glory be to God, you get it all out of context. Get it all messed up and be wrong. And so that's why it's good to go deep, amen, and allow the Holy Spirit to take you deep, amen, glory be to God. So what was Brother Paul saying to them here, beloved, in 1 Corinthians 4 and 6? What was happening is pride was building up, arrogance was building up between the Corinthian church around that time. This is why he's writing to the Corinthians. And what was happening is that they was believing that their leader was more important than the other leader. Ah, come on now. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Let's just park it right here for 30 seconds. My church better than your church. My pastor better than your pastor. My leaders are better than your leaders. Beloved, and that's not to say that certain people don't need certain prayers, certain categories. Amen. Glory be. But this was pride and arrogance, amen, that was building up to the point where there was no agape. The leadership, amen, was missing agape because there was competition. Competition among one another. I can preach better than you. I can pray better than you. I can give better than you. I can dance better than you. No, that competitive spirit, beloved, is not God ordained. That's man-made stuff that we bring into the world. Glory be to God. If you're born again, amen, and the spirit of God is in you and you're striving in the spirit, glory be to God, no person is better than no other person. Now, you have some idiosyncrasies. We're going to pray on that. But guess what? I got some too. So we all need prayer. But when you go around, start, you know, thinking that one person is better than another person, one leader is better than another leader, one church is better than another church, but Brother Paul said, you are not in love. That's spiritual arrogance. Glory be to God. How dare you? How dare you be that arrogant? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go over here and the Holy Spirit is leading me here to go. All right, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come visit us sometime. See, but when you want to rub in your face that your church is the only church that's preaching the gospel, your church is the only church that got this thing right. Beloved, we need to get ourselves together here. This is what Brother Paul was telling the Corinthians. Y'all need to get yourselves together here. See? And so this is why, amen, he goes on. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's look at another scripture he writes here. 1 Corinthians, that same chapter number 4. Amen. And verse number 19. Let's look what Brother Paul says. Brother Paul says this. He says, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and I will know that the word of those who are puffed up, glory be to God, hallelujah, but the power, see, and then he goes on, amen, to talk in verse number 20, but the point here is Paul is saying, okay, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord will. I like that. Amen. Lord willing, I'll be there. If the Lord ain't willing, I won't. And I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, those who are not in agape, because love is not puffed up. It's so simple. God gives us an acid test so we can find out if we're in love or not. Paul gives us a checklist. Glory be to God. Are you suffering long? No. Okay. Uh-huh. Are you kind? Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Are you envying? This one, a couple people. Okay. Uh-huh. Are you vaunting yourself? Well, every now and then I do a little exaggerating, but not much. Okay. Are you puffed up? Just with certain people, then your love walk has deficiencies. Your love walk has deficiency if you're walking in love. So what Paul is doing here, glory be to God, in 1 Corinthians 4 and 19, he is warning these believers to change their behavior. Otherwise, Paul is saying he's going to come and rebuke those who are puffed up. Paul said, if you puffed up, I'm going to rebuke you.
Why? Because the word of God, beloved, amen, hallelujah, this is where people don't want to take correction. Amen. All right, so I'm going to give you another scripture. Let me pull it up real quick. I got to give it this to you. I'm looking up the scripture I need to share with you. That's not the one I want. Okay. All right, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna tell you where to find it, but what it tells you, amen. Okay, I think this is it here. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute, hold it. I got the. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. I'm looking it up. Okay, let me see if this is what I'm looking for. Second Timothy, let me see. Okay, this will do for right now. There's another one I want to share with you, but for the sake of time, this one will do. It says, for 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the one that'll do for right now. But there's another scripture that says the word of God reproves, rebukes, amen, exhorts. We want the word to exhort us, but we don't want the word of God to rebuke us and to correct us, is where I'm going with this. But Paul is saying here, if you are not walking in love, Paul is saying, if you are puffed up, I'm going to come back and rebuke those who are puffed up. Because that's God's way of doing things, beloved. And this is where people get a beef with the preacher. Because they love it if you're preaching, tell me how I'm going to get some money. You know what I mean? Tell me how I'm going to be happy. You know what I mean? If you're giving me some good stuff, it's going to make me smile, make me dance. I'm good with you. But when you want to come and want to reprove me and tell me I'm not walking in love and telling me I'm living under a curse and telling me this and telling me that, now I'm shutting you down, shutting you off. See, we don't want the reproving part. See, no one even considers, amen, the job of the preacher. Like they get, like they're happy in bringing those type of messages. They never even consider that it comes to the preacher first. Glory be to God. How they wrestle with God before even bringing that type of message. But they want to shut the preacher down. See? And they want to run over here to this preacher. Glory be to God. Huh? Promote this preacher that they just met on yesterday. I'm going to teach that preacher something. See? Glory be to God. All because all they did was give the word of God. And the word of God, beloved, amen, hallelujah, does, amen, reprove and rebuke. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can't move on. Give me 1 second. I can't move on. Okay, here you go, Holy Ghost. I couldn't move on. Here you go. Write it down for yourself. 2 Timothy 4:2. 2 Timothy 4:2. It reads like this. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. There it is. Oh, that word wasn't edifying. The pastor didn't exhort me today. Okay, keep reading. You didn't get exhorted? Did you get reproved or did you get rebuked? Yeah, she was rebuking. Well, she was in the word. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now we can move on, okay? All right, thank you, Jesus. See, baby, we want the sweet, but we don't want the bitter. Make me laugh, don't make me cry. Make me happy. Glory be to God. Baby, come on now. We know what is life? Life is a cycle. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. Give me the sweet, but don't give me the better. You are not even in real life. And you definitely ain't walking in real love. Paul got another scripture here. Well, I got to share this one with you. 1 Corinthians 5:2. Write this down. Brother Paul says this. And ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. Ye are puffed up. Ye are not in agape love. You're inflated. This is what Paul's saying. Glory be to God, beloved. And if we have that attitude, we have to check ourselves and ask God to help us. After boldly confronting the Corinthian church for tolerating grossly immoral situations among the members, all type of ungodly stuff was going down then, such as it was today. Look, we don't even have time to go on what's going on in some churches. We don't even have time today to talk about it, but some of you know because you hear about it, and some of you know because you are experiencing it. Paul expresses his amazement that they could be puffed up, still be puffed up, in light of all the ungodly relationships that was thriving right before their eyes. And so this is why, beloved, in 1 Corinthians, write this scripture down, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 1. Now, what did Paul say? Now, concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Then he goes on, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Ooh. Ooh. Glory be to God. Beloved, is your love puffy today? Beloved, when we look, hallelujah, what Brother Paul is telling us, hallelujah, about not being puffed up, it becomes evident that Paul was letting us know that love does not behave in a prideful way. Love is not arrogant. Love is not haughty. Love is not superior. Love is not snooty. Love is not snobbish. Not the agape love, not God's kind of love. After Paul tells us that love is not puffed up, but love, and let me see, do I have time? I'm going to take some executive privileges today and go over about 5 minutes so I can move on to this next point because it's tightly tied in, and then we'll pick up here. Amen. Glory be to God. So let's look here. Amen. Huh? Let's look at it. Love suffereth long, is kind, it envies not, it's not vaunted, it's not puffed up. Then he goes on to say, and it does not behave itself unseemly. Unseemly. The word unseemly, beloved, glory be to God, in the Greek means to act in an unbehaving manner. When he talks about being unseemly, he's talking about a person who has no tact, a person who is thoughtless. It also expresses the notion of a person who is careless and inconsiderate of others. Both that person's actions and words tend to be rude. They're very rude people, very discourteous, see? And they exhibit bad manners, just no manners, and the way they deal with other people. Harsh language, brutal language, revealing that this person is very uncaring, insensitive, and very unkind. In short, beloved, we can say that the person acts ugly. You ever seen anybody who acts ugly? Matter of fact, let's go a little bit deeper. How ugly have you gone? And so, beloved, what the Holy Spirit is simply telling us through the scripture, love is not rude. Love is not discourteous. It is not careless or thoughtless, nor does it carry on in a fashion that will be considered insensitive to others. Now, that's God's kind of love. So my question to you today, beloved, how do you fare when you look into the mirror of God's word? Do you pass the love test? Or have you come up short again? And if you see, beloved, that you have fallen short of this agape love, this high level love, the highest calling in the universe, glory be to God, the type of love that God wants you to possess and exhibit in your life, you might say, well, I don't have it. But that don't mean God don't want you to have it. Because what was the point in writing the scriptures? That don't mean we can't have it. But you got to want it. Glory be to God. Beloved, if that's the case, it's time for you to go back to the Lord and talk to him about it again. He's open for a conversation. He's available. He's not going to shun you off. He's not going to put you in call waiting. He's ready for the conversation about your love walk. Never stop going to him until you know that you are walking continually in this agape love, this high level of love that God wants you to demonstrate in your life. Because that's how everyone is going to know. That's how the world is going to be saved without coming to a church building. Because a lot of them ain't coming. A lot of them ain't coming. If you're going to get a high mortgage, now let me tell you something. If I'm talking to preachers back there and you're looking, considering a building, and it's a high mortgage, you better make sure God put you in there. You better make sure God put you in there so you don't have to be sweating the people for the money and coming up with games and gimmicks and frying chicken dinners to get the money. Because I'm telling you right now, a lot of folks ain't coming back to the brick and the mortar. It's no love in the brick and the mortar, but it's love in you. A lot of you are going to have to start your church on the street corner. Glory be to God, winning people to Christ on the street corner, standing up in Rite Aid, over at ShopRite. Because you are the church, glory be to God, and people will be attracted to the love of God in you. This is why God wants you to be built up in it so you can pour it out. Because people are hungry, they're desperate, they're fearful, don't know what to do, looking for answers, and God sends you with all that agape boiled up in you, and you just going to walk on by? Glory be to God. So in my closing, let me read 13, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5 in the Greek. so we can make sure we understand what God is saying. This is what it says. Love does not go around talking about itself all the time, constantly exaggerating and embellishing the facts to make it look more important in the sight of others. Love does not behave in a prideful, arrogant, haughty, superior, snooty, snobbish, or clannish manner. Love is not rude and discourteous. It is not careless or thoughtless, nor does it carry on in a fashion that will be considered insensitive to others. Beloved, that's love. And that's just a portion of it. Let me ask you a question. Is the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart this morning? Is the Holy Spirit showing you areas where you have exaggerated the truth to make yourself look better to others? Where you have acted in a prideful, snooty, snobbish manner? Where you have permitted yourself to act in a way that is not acceptable for someone who is striving towards excellence in God? And if the answer is yes to these questions, beloved, it's time for you to take immediate action. Write that down in your notebooks this morning. It's time to take immediate action. You need to spend more quality time with Jesus. You need to ask him to forgive you and let his blood cleanse you. Then ask the Holy Spirit to start the process of transforming you into the image of Jesus. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Until you begin to think like Jesus, don't stop until you begin to see like Jesus. Don't stop until you begin to act like Jesus. Not just on Sundays, but every moment of every day. Amen, amen, and amen. Passing the love test. Passing the love test. In Jesus' name. Father God, help us. Lord, we ask you to help us to live our lives in a way that glorifies you. You are our Lord, and we are your servants, and we are your children. We don't want to do anything with our lives that will bring disrespect or dishonor to your precious name. Help us to not exaggerate the truth, Father. And we ask you to correct us when we are lured, Father God, into being prideful. And we ask, Father, for you to lovingly rebuke us when we act ugly towards other people. We want to be like you, Jesus. And we're not going to stop pressing ahead until we demonstrate your life and your nature in our lives. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Well, beloved, if we can't say amen, we can say ouch. If we can't say amen, we can say ouch. Amen. We are continue talking, amen, about the love, amen, and we'll be in the love chapter, the balance of this month, and it's a lot of other scriptures in the Bible, amen, they've got the fruit of the Spirit, there's love, amen, Romans talk a lot of bit about love, you can really go to any chapter in the Bible, amen, and the essence of everything that is written, amen, is in love, the foundation, amen, of the Bible is love, amen, hallelujah. because God, the word was written out of himself, and God is love, and he can be nothing else. Amen. So we thank God for it. All right. Today is, meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Then back, amen, at 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Well, look, this is our corporate theme. Our corporate petition today is for God to help perfect our love walk. Because I don't care how much love you walking in, there's some more love to walk in. I don't care how much you loving people, there's still some people to love. And we want to raise the bar. Amen. And ask God, amen, to help us to be perfected in our love walk. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? That's the type of lifestyle we want to live. Amen. What would Jesus do? If Jesus was in this situation right here, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus cuss him out, slap him around, throw him under the bus, send him to hell? What would Jesus do? We already know the answer, don't we? Lord, help us. Okay. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, we plead with you. Saints, let me tell y'all something. Biden said, ain't we not going to have to worry about no more with them bailing out those banks. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And some of you got your money tucked away in these banks and feeling nice and comfortable. And wake up one morning and find out that you can't get to your money and you can't get to the bank. Then what you gonna do now? See? Baby, you better keep your priorities in order, is all I'm telling you. We are living in the last days. What is going on with the banks? What's going on right now, beloved, is the cashless society, the one man order, a rule order, glory be to God. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Amen. All this is biblical. All this is biblical. It's not the beginning of sorrows. It's the end of sorrows. And I'm telling y'all right now, Jesus is closer than what you think. He coming back. And he might not wait till the weekend. He might decide to come the day before noon. He coming back. We have the signs. I have received some phone calls yesterday. People are asking me because they got a couple dollars in the bank. Should they take the money out the bank? Take the money out the bank and do what? Then just have cash all around the house? They said, well, could you pray with me? I said, yeah, I'm going to pray with you. If you leave it in the bank, you might lose it. But anything you're going to give, don't give to God, you're going to lose anyhow. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? And to keep money around, I mean, for the interest that they're giving you at the bank, what you getting? Less than 1%? So I said, well, if you bring all the money home and put it in your house, then how are you going to transact business? It's a hefty situation. It's a serious situation, beloved. And I just come to remind everyone listening to me that we are living in the last days. Now, I know you've been hearing it for 2,000 years. It's been the last days ever since Jesus went back up. When Jesus, amen, went back up into heaven, glory be to God, after talking to the disciples, gave them the Great Commission, he disappeared, he went back into heaven. That was 2,000 years ago. That was the last days back then. From that day forward, I'm telling y'all, we closer than ever. Airplanes colliding in the sky. Excuse me. Now, we know car accidents. Now, you trying to tell me it's a plane accident? I'm flying to L.A., somebody else flying to Washington, and they collide. What the heck is going on? I'm going to tell you what's going on. We're living in the L.A.S.T. last days. And you know, God really trying to get our attention now when they touching your money. Because when somebody done touched your money, they done touch your heart. they done touch your treasure. He really trying to get your attention. Say, even your money ain't safe. What you going to do then? And you call Citizens Bank in the morning and find out that ain't nobody even to answer the phone. Talking about FDIC insurance. You can't even find FDIC. What you going to do then? You better run to Jesus right now. You better come to Jesus right now. You better fill in the gap right now before it happens, because some stuff going down, some stuff about to hit the fan. You hear what I'm saying? Father God, we pray today. Help us. God, you're trying to get our attention. God, you've done everything. You done sent COVID. Father God, we got the wars going on. We got Father, earthquakes. Father God, now the money. Father God, hallelujah. All the, God, you know, every kind of witch away. You're every way possible to get your people's attention. You close the church doors. Church been closed for 1 year, 2 years. Some churches haven't even opened back up again. What else can you do to get your people's attention? The time is winding down. It's time to get our love walk perfected so we can be accelerated in our gifts and do the work that you commissioned us to do. Do the work that you're calling us to do. We can't do the work unless we're walking in love. We got to stop making excuses. Faith worketh by love. And we know we can't work without faith. God, you're calling your church higher to the highest level of agape, that you can be displayed and people will come to you while there's still time to come to you. You want to use us, but you can't use us unless we're walking in love. Oh, Father God, help us to pray until we get it right. Help us to pray until we stop making excuses. Help us to pray till we repent. Help us to pray till we turn. Help us to pray till we change. Help us, Father. Help us. Help us. Father, if there's anybody listening today that does not know you in the pardoning of their sins, give them the will. Give them the will to surrender, to submit, to obey, and make Jesus their choice. And to follow you. Help us all to follow you. Some of us have gotten a little lukewarm, Father. We're a little lukewarm. We're a little tired. Jesus got tired too, but he didn't stop. We have no excuses to stop until we get to the end of the road. Help us to keep going, Father. Help us to keep going. Walking in love. Because when we walk in love, we walk in power. And we say thank you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Anoint them to pray. Everyone touching and agreeing. Thank you for our services. Thank you for this day. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What does love have to do with it, beloved? Absolutely, absolutely everything. Amen. God bless you. Everybody have a good day. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia.